And it is beautiful. I mean, it's a new paint job with natural colors and slate rock pillars. And you took me on the inside. There's carpeted hallways with art. The units are very nice. They're just like any apartment unit. In fact, a little bit better. That kitchen was something to cook in. And you have a playground out here for the children. So is this meeting the need?
So, of course, that this is only able to serve 7 families, and the need is so great here. But our goal is to expand and develop these additional lots. As you notice here to the north and to the west, there's empty lots here, and we would like to get those lots and develop those into more low-income housing, bring in the community garden, solar panel parking stalls so that we can take advantage of the wonderful sun that our county enjoys, and also have a community center over here to the right where we can help women to create micro-enterprises. See, it's very important that women are able to use their hands in order to create, and we have lots of opportunities and ideas that we want to foster, but we need a facility in order to have those meetings and to teach women how to master their own business. You'll be surprised at the brilliance of these women. I take, for example, myself. I didn't have the college education, but here I am today, executive director of my own organization.
And you said that you came out of prison.
Exactly. I've had experiences with having a disorder. See, with the disorder, with the drug addiction, prison was what came with that. But all I ever needed was a drug program. And March 15, 2013, I celebrated 20 years clean and sober.
And not just that, you're here helping other women who are in the same situation that you were in. Have you seen women rise up to the level that you have from these situations?
Definitely. I'm not the exception. Women go on to do great things. We have women working in the medical field that's in there handing a doctor the scalpel and doing all sorts of great things, and they are able actually to help people get jobs who come through our program because they're able to reach back. So that's one of the things about working with the women. We get them to foster a sense of community and helping other people. That's one of our main goals, is to help other people.
If you expand, you've got one building now. If you expand to the lot next door and next door on the other side, you'll have a little complex here. How do you finance these facilities? Because this is not inexpensive. This is a nice facility.
Well, believe it or not, the federal government, HUD, actually has funds that they would like to invest in communities to reduce blight and to rehabilitate properties. A lot of times, the funding gets caught in the quagmire of the different government agencies. Doesn't actually reach down into the community the way that it should. Did I tell you this project right here had a 95% local impact? That means that out of the $1.5 million that was used to do this project, that 95% of that money went right here into our city. Local suppliers, local contractors, and our people got local jobs. And so that's one of my other dreams, is to make sure that the money that is coming to our area stays in this area and doesn't go down the 91 freeway or take the 10 to Los Angeles. I'm a big proponent of making sure that we invest in our own.
How can local folks help support Time for Change Foundation?
Well, two ways. One, we have a website. We accept cash donations. We always need money for operating. Besides this building right here, we have 2 shelters, and we have 10 additional apartments throughout the city of San Bernardino where we have families placed, and we always need money to continue those operations. They can go online to www.timeforchangefoundation.org. We welcome the public to come in and take tours, to come volunteer. Oh, yeah, and we're having our upcoming annual awards luncheon. The 11th annual awards luncheon will be held at the National Orange Show on April the 11th. We have some wonderful people that we're going to be honoring, and we're going to be highlighting our program successes. As you've seen, we've grown exponentially over the last couple of years, and it's a great opportunity for the community to come out and support. Tickets are $75. They can go on our website and purchase them or call the office. We look forward to them coming and seeing the wonderful people that we're honoring and the work that we do here. We're really making a difference.
How important is this fundraising luncheon for what you do here?
It's very important. As you guys know, we've been in the recession, and now with the sequestration, a lot of funds that were supposed to come down has been held up, and we need to continue to operate it. So our annual fundraiser is one of our prime times that we use to raise funds for our organization. So people can also donate to that event and not attend if they don't want to. So you have opportunity to still be a part of. But if you really want to see your money at work and the impact, when you make a donation to Time for Change Women's Foundation, 90% of that money goes directly to serve the women and the children. And the outcomes are there. The children's grades are improving in school. We have kids bringing straight A's from home. We have parents who are now working, a part of the PTA, giving back to the community, helping do community cleanup, you know, voting. So all these things right here is what help makes a great community when you have great citizens.